stop worrying about the decline of civilization. It's officially hit bottom. You know, once again, the knuckle-dragging boobs of this country have allowed themselves to be led to slaughter by the hideous forces of evil.
Hey, come on, John. You promised me. You promised me you'd stop watching Oprah.
It's not Oprah, not this time, but I got my eye on her. You know that burned-out building down the block?
This is the Bronx, John. You're gonna have to be a little bit more specific.
Sorry, the one that used to be the library. Guess what they're putting in there now? Just what this neighborhood needs. Another one of those schmuckachino coffee places with the gourmet beans from every third world nation on earth. I mean, what the hell is Ugandan blend? Yeah, I'm sure there's nothing those people like better with their three grains of rice and a non-fat half-calf latte.
Wow, that new coffee place is great.
You actually patronize a place called Living La Vida Mocha?
Hey, for a few minutes I get to be a yuppie like everyone else.
Keep reaching for the stars, baby.
Hey, Becker, we decided where you're taking us to dinner on Friday night.
Dinner?
You lost the bet.
Oh, come on, that wasn't a real bet.
It was, too. You said there was a Betty in the Flintstone vitamins, and there isn't.
What I said was that I didn't care, but then when you continued the idiotic conversation, I merely pointed out that it'd be stupid for them to make Flintstone vitamins and not include Betty.
And then you made a bet, and then you lost.
Oh, I told you there was no Betty.
How would you know that anyway?
Well, see, John, each character has its own distinctive taste, and believe me, if I'd had Betty, I think I'd have known.
You lead a very sad life, don't you?
Well, let's think about this. I had sex last night. I'm getting free dinner on Friday night. Where's the bad?
Shut up, will you?
Greetings, losers.
Oh.
That's right. Bob's back. Hey, Slim, let me see your muffins.
Bob, I'm going to take that tongue of yours and wrap it around your neck.
No, I'm really talking about muffins, but I'll take a rain check on that tongue thing.
Let me get two of those and two of those.
And hurry up. Bob's got a lot of ground to cover today.
Well, if it would help, one of us could drop you from a plane.
You know, people who live in dark glasses shouldn't throw stones. Get a move on, Spindle. I've got a lot of calls to make. Oh, and by the way, I'm giving you plenty of notice. Don't make plans for Halloween. You and I can play my favorite game, bobbing for Bob.
Hey, I'm trying to eat here.
Hey, I hope you can break a 50. Bob never carries anything smaller than a... Hold on. How awkward. Bob seems to have left his wallet in his other pants.
You have other pants and you wear those?
I'll tell you what. I'll write you a check.
No checks. I've been burned by deadbeats before.
Deadbeat? No one's ever questioned Bob's integrity. I mean, I come from a long line of honorable businessmen. My great-grandfather opened the first Amish whorehouse. Those girls are great. They got no buttons.
All right, I'll take a check if it'll make you shut up. There's a $1 processing fee. That's $5 even.
Processing fee? Some scam. I mean, whatever happened to trust? Whatever happened to compassion? Whatever happened to... Hey, hacky sack, you mind? We're talking.
Shut up, will you? Bob, she's choking. Can you speak? I'm a doctor. I'm gonna give you a hand. Here.
Oh, my. I couldn't breathe.
Don't try to say anything right now. Just sit still for a second.
Here
we go.
That should help.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, lady, little tip. Cut it, chew it, swallow it. We've been doing it for years.
I'm much better. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Reg, see you at lunch.
Oh, wait. You saved my life. I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, really? That's okay.
Well, I'll never forget what you've done.
No problem. You're welcome.
Oh, ever.
Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye-bye.
And don't worry about the check. It's on the house.
Oh, you're very kind.
Whoa, hold on. She hocks up a bagel and it's on the house? While Bob, a loyal customer, can't get five lousy kopecks on the cup?
Just pay up and get out. I've never seen a check with a... Is that a woman?
And three women and a donkey. Look, when you flip it, they move.
You're late.
Now, Margaret, before you say anything, I know I'm late. It's kind of your fault. Last night, I went out with that guy from your church that you fixed me up with.
Russ? Isn't he wonderful? How did it go?
Great. While I was ditching him, I met this really cool guy.
Russ is cool.
Russ is gay. Anyways, this new guy took me to a club and we danced all night.
Oh, so you overslept?
No, the windows in his place were boarded up, so I didn't know it was morning. Morning!
Yeah, only for a few more minutes.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, yes, I was just wondering if Dr. Becker... There he is. He saved my life.
Yes, I heard about that.
Hi, Dr. Becker.
Yeah, hi, sorry.
Catherine.
Right, Catherine.
I asked that lady at the diner where I might find you.
So what do you want?
Oh, I baked you some cookies.
Ah.
There's oatmeal.
Yeah.
And Toll House. And a few snickerdoodles, because those are my favorite. I hope you like them, too.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fine. Oh, yes, look, they have X's on them made out of raisins.
Those are crosses.
So they are. Why?
Oh, because the good Lord Jesus sent you to me.
Ah, yeah, he rocks.
Thank you, Dr. Becker. Mm. Oh, and thank God.
Margaret!
Yes?
Does that woman seem a little weird to you?
Why, because she did something nice?
Nice? No. She tracked me down, and look at these cookies. They got God stuff all over them. And then when she was leaving, she even thanked God.
That's not weird. Pretty much everyone who walks away from you thanks God.
Hey ho, failures! Bob's back!
Get over here, you little hemorrhoid.
Ooh, a pet name. Sounds like you're ready for a little preparation, Bob.
Which brings to mind what you can do with this check. It bounced. It's not even worth the amazingly disgusting paper it's written on.
Bounced? That can't be. I have loads of money. I haven't paid taxes in years. I had to call my bank and settle this.
There's room for two in here, you know.
Go.
Reg, how you doing?
Not great. Bob bounced a check on me. Can you believe it?
Gotta be honest. Don't really care. You know that woman that was in here, the one that choked? Has she been asking a lot of questions about me?
Oh, as a matter of fact, she was.
No kidding.
Yeah, she came in the other day and she asked all about you, actually, who you were, what you did,
really?
What kind of food you liked. Huh. Yeah, we had a lovely chat.
What, are you crazy? I don't want you talking about me to total strangers. Thanks to you, I have this person in my life.
So?
So I got a bad feeling about her. Something not quite right.
Well, what makes you say that?
She showed up at my office with cookies.
Oh, the humanity.
Bob's confused. Nonplussed, even. Some Waldo at the bank said my account balance is zero.
The account holder is a zero.
I'm over here now, Jake.
Oh, damn.
I'm going down to the bank to compound some interest. They're gonna be sorry they ever met Bob.
Join the club, right?
Over here now, Jake.
Oh, damn.
Try to have a civilized dinner. I'm coming.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, surprise. So, what are you doing here?
Well, ever since you saved my life, I just can't get you out of my mind.
Have you tried? I mean, really tried?
I just had to thank you again.
You've thanked me more than enough, a lot more.
Oh, nonsense. In some cultures, saving a life seals a bond between two people, even unto death.
Death?
Please, accept this as a small token of my gratitude.
Nonsense. It's really not necessary, really.
Oh, but it is. I don't think anything is random. The Lord sent you to me, and I thank him for bringing us together.
Did you thank him for making you choke?
Well, he works in mysterious ways.
Yeah. Yeah, good night.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Well, that'd be nice. Oh, my God. So I'm overreacting, huh? Yeah, well, Cookie Lady came by my house last night. I'm thinking this chick is some kind of stalker. Go on, look in there. Look in there.
I don't want to look in there.
I'll look in there.
You keep working. I'll look in there. Oh, no, John. You're right. This is awful. Mittens.
Exactly. Yeah, she made me mittens. I mean, what's next?
Maybe these aren't mittens at all. Maybe they're evil voodoo killer mittens. Whatever you do, don't turn your back on these babies.
Yeah, yeah. It's very funny, Margaret.
She's just trying to show you a little gratitude.
No, this goes way beyond gratitude. This is that whole fatal attraction, boil the bunny kind of thing.
A, you're crazy. B, you have a patient in room one. And C, you're crazy.
You know, you're going to be sorry. You know, they're going to find me buried in their backyard in 16 bloody mason jars. Yeah, what?
Margaret doesn't know what she's talking about. You're right to be scared of that stalker.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. And believe me, I've been there. I mean, the phone calls in the middle of the night, the threatening letters, the emotional blackmail, the constant obsessive spying.
Oh, wow. That must have been really scary for you.
Yeah, but he just wouldn't admit how perfect our love was.
Officer, she made me cookies. She brought me mittens. I mean, this is a dangerous psychopath. Yes. No, I can describe her. She's about 5'1", 85 pounds, kind of a sweet face. She's scary as hell. Is someone laughing? Am I on the speakerphone? Yeah, very funny. Yeah. You know, I'd like to know why you guys don't arrest criminals before they commit crimes. Oh, yeah, good point.
We have an 8 o'clock reservation. Where have you been?
Trying to protect myself. I mean, you guys don't think this Catherine woman is a stalker, but boy, does she fit the profile. I wanted to find out more about psychos, so I went on the internet.
Where better?
These stalkers have weird habits, hyper-religious belief systems, spooky rituals. They latch onto a victim and never let go.
So?
So I'm at the dry cleaner this morning, and there she is. I go to the drugstore later on, there she is again.
So?
So don't you think it's a little strange she's in both places?
Why, you were in both places.
Maybe she thinks you're stalking her.
You guys are gonna be sorry when I'm just a bad smell coming from a crawl space.
Tell you what, let's talk about this over dinner.
Yeah, your compassion is overwhelming. Oh, man, look.
I don't believe this. My life is over. Woe is Bob.
Yeah.
Look, Bob, I was just locking up.
My wife left me. I said my wife left me.
What happened, Bob?
My beautiful wife, my beloved Tammy. She cleaned out my bank account and ran off with my no-good partner, Alan.
Yeah, Bob, we got a dinner reservation.
Bob can't think about eating at a time like this.
But we're running a little late.
My God. When I met her, she was a lowly waitress at Friendly's. But I turned her into the most glamorous broad in Garden City. And I did it piece by piece. I took the curves out of her nose and I put them on her hips. I took the hair off her lip and I gave her a widow's peak. I got her light bulb peeled and tucked, pumped, sanded, and sucked. She was hit with more lasers than the Starship Enterprise. And now she's gone.
Bob, I know you and I don't agree on a lot of things, but I just want you to know that I feel for you. I had a girlfriend walk out on me once, and I gotta tell you, it hurt like hell. But my biggest regret? That I never went after her. Don't make the same mistake. If there's any way you can put this thing back together, I say you run to her and tell her how much she means to you.
you know? You're right. And that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Thanks, man.
Hey. That's pretty nice of you, Jake.
Yeah, you think she'll take him back?
Who cares? It got him out of here, didn't it?
Right. Let's eat.
Wow.
Well, what?
I just caught sight of the dessert tray, that's all.
I'm wearing a really hot dress, and Becker couldn't control himself.
All right. You're not exactly the worst-looking woman in this place. That honor would go to that one over there.
So, Jake, do you want me to read you the menu?
Nope. John's by. Just read me the prices.
Oh, hell. Oh, sorry. I gotta go call my service. Be right back. Don't let him order anything until I get back.
Oh, my God. Pretend I'm talking to you, Jake.
You are talking to me. What's going on?
It's her.
Oh.
Becker's stalker. She's right behind you. Don't look!
What's she doing?
She's just sitting there. I don't know, it's weird. I mean, maybe she is stalking him.
Sister Mary Catherine, so nice to see you again. The Monsignor Colton said he's going to be late.
Thank you.
Did you hear that? She's not a stalker. She's a nun.
I went to Catholic school. He might prefer a stalker.
Well, that was Linda calling to tell me that I don't have any messages. We really struck gold with that girl, didn't we? Oh, my God, I don't believe this. She's here. I mean, what is she doing here? Moving in for the kill?
John, there's something you ought to know about
her. You know, next thing you know, she'll be dancing naked on her lawn wearing my skin for a hat. I'm going to put a stop to this.
Becker, wait.
John, you're wrong about it.
I'm tired of you people telling me how wrong I am. Let me just ask you this. Who do you think is more qualified to judge the mental health of that psycho than a doctor, a fry cook, or Timmy Tap Tap here?
Well, you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
Vaya con Dios.
Why, Dr. Becker, what
Listen,
a pleasant...
Listen, you ditzy little screwball. I don't care what sick little twisted fantasy you have going on about me, how God brought us together. But
you want to
sit in your dark room all by yourself, lighting candles and burning incense. Knock yourself out. Just don't suck me into your bizarre beliefs and your twisted little rituals.
Dr. Becker, there's...
Save it, sister! It was a Heimlich maneuver, for God's sake. It wasn't a hug. Has it been that long since you've been with a man? I mean, I saved your life. Big deal. Find someone else to worship.
Sister, is there a problem?
No, Monsignor, no problem.
Huh? Monsignor, sister?
Yes, I'm a nun. I don't usually tell people at first because they tend to treat me with kid gloves. Obviously, you don't have that problem.
Oh, boy, so, all that kindness crap was actual kindness. She's a nun. Did you? Well, boy, I gotta tell you, I must seem like a real...
Big ass.
Can she say that?
Well, I didn't say the whole thing.
Well, that's, fair enough. You know, I'm just glad we straightened this whole thing out. Hey, good luck. Go with God, but then, of course, you already do, don't you? Of course you do.
That man is crazy.
Hey, no, Padre, that's not exactly fair. I mean, you know, she's not wearing the uniform. See, he's got the right idea. You got the collar thing going for you. You're not trying to pass yourself off as a normal person. Not that you're not a normal person. I think it's perfectly normal for a person not to have sex. I myself sometimes don't have sex for, you know, maybe this is an area that we should get into.
Dr. Becker, this is very unfortunate. Why don't we just try to forget this ever happened?
That's a good idea. Thank you. I mean, that's what Jesus says after all, right? I forgive you, you forgive me, because he doth command it. Maybe I just sit down, you know, if anyone chokes, just give a holler. come on, give me a break, will you? I mean, she may snickerdoodles for me. You know, tell me that wouldn't freak you out. I was the one who saved her life. That's what this whole thing's about.
Smooth.
Take a look at the early days of Sex and the City in half an hour when Carrie Starr was more Janet Street Porter than Sarah Jessica Parker. Next, though, Frasier's forced to be diplomatic about Maris.